All right, welcome to another community conversation. Today we are going to be talking to Nate Lovick. He's the co-founder of Simon Says Shoes. Simon Says Shoes. All right, what is that all about, Nate?
Simon Says Shoes is our nonprofit that we started almost 2 years ago. It's named after our youngest son, Simon.
Who's we?
Oh, my wife and I, sorry.
Okay, okay.
Yep. It's named after our son, Simon. He's a 12-year-old. He's going to be starting middle school next year.
Yeah.
He just finished his 13th surgery. He's had a lot of health issues since the day he was born.
Oh.
That have impeded his walking, his talking. A lot of delays, but it hasn't stopped him from continuing to progress and grow and learn and be the best Simon he can be.
Yeah. So what's the future hold? That's the tough question, right?
If we knew that, we would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he has a
more operations, more surgeries?
Hopefully not. He does have a pretty nasty form of epilepsy that we have to manage his medications on 3 times a day.
Mm.
We don't know.
So he was the mastermind behind this, of what you wanted to do, something, Simon Says Shoes. So tell us about what is that all about?
So what Simon Says Shoes is our attempt to turn a tragedy into a triumph.
Okay.
If Simon isn't going to walk, he's going to help other kids run.
Okay.
And what we've done is we've partnered with Skips Kicks in Clear Lake. They're a boutique running shoe store. And we've partnered with other schools, the Head Start program here in Mason City, so that if a child is in need, no questions asked, they can come to us and get a brand new pair of quality, well-fitting shoes to help bolster their confidence and run and have fun, all the things that that Simon isn't able to do physically.
When did you start this?
It was almost 2 years ago.
2 years ago, and how far have you come in those 2 years?
We have given out over 250 pairs of shoes.
Wow.
We've partnered with the Head Start program. So now we've dedicated ourselves for the next 10 years to provide new shoes for every child starting in the Head Start program from Parkersburg to Algona.
Okay.
It's about 160 kids every year.
Okay. Wow. And that's amazing that you've come that far just in a couple of years. Obviously, this is going to grow into more and more. Can volunteers just come up and help you guys out? How do you do that?
We haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
It's the way we've done it so far, I work from home for myself, so that when I do get a shoe request, as time permits, I can usually just run over to Clear Lake, grab the pair of shoes, and then deliver them to the school or wherever the need comes from.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, we're getting the word out now. How else have you been? Do you have a special events or anything like that that you look at? Or
we do. We have our second annual fundraiser is coming up.
Okay.
It'll be on June 27th.
All right.
It's our second annual run, walk, or roll. So people can run, they can walk, they can rollerblade, they can bike. Simon will be in his wheelchair. It's just a fun afternoon. We live in the neighborhood is right north of the high school here in Mason City.
Mm-hmm.
There's some trails right in our neighborhood, so we keep everything local. And it's just a good time to get everybody together, get out, and get some sunshine, help raise some money for kids in need.
Sweet. And that's just one. You have more maybe upcoming in the future here, obviously? Or
that's it for right now.
One at a time, right?
Yep, one at a time.
One event at a time, yeah.
Yeah, if you would have asked me 3 years ago if I was going to start a nonprofit, I would have laughed. So
said, what?
But here we are today.
Simon Says Shoes. How do people find out more about it then?
You can visit our website at simonsaysshoes.org.
Okay.
Visit our Facebook page. I think we've got over 600 some followers now.
Mm.
We try to update and share as many positive things as we can.
Yeah. I can see you guys being part of, you know, the Thursdays on Main over there in Clear Lake, you know, and just have a booth there and just telling you more about it and stuff. That's every week and you get it out in front of the public.
That's a really great idea.
Well, there you go. I just gave one.
Sold.
Awesome. Well, listen, continued success with this. And obviously, I hope your son gets better and better and better all the time, you know, so, appreciate you stopping by. It's Nate Lovick. He's the co-founder of Simon Says Shoes. And that is your community conversation.